主。
Please be seated.
感谢主。小弟在这来跟大家继续分享。那警醒看守义务的人有福了。
Thank the Lord that this session I will continue to share with you regarding the message. Blessed is he who watch his garments.
我们昨天有跟大家分享到，当到第六晚灾的时候。
Yesterday I have shared with everyone when the sixth disaster comes.
第六晚灾那个倒在这个伯拉大河。
When the sixth bowl is being poured onto the river Euphrates.
伯拉大河的水就干了。
The river Euphrates dried up.
那是要为入出之地所来的众王预备道路的。
That is a preparation for the kings of the east to come to attack.
我们昨天用了很长的时间跟我们解释这一个意义。
Yesterday we have used a long period of time to explain the meaning of this.
伯拉大河就是神国的一个界河。
River Euphrates is the protection for the kingdom of God.
河水存在代表神对敌人的一种拦阻。
The presence of the waters of this river means an obstruction for the attack of the enemy.
对内的一个保护。
It is a protection for the people inside.
河水干了代表神的拦阻撤掉。
When the river water dries up, that means God has taken away the obstruction.
对内的保护也撤掉了。
The protection for the people inside will be taken away at the same time.
就正应验以西结书三十八章十六节的预言。
This is in fulfillment of Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 16.
说到末后的日子，神要带哥哥马各来攻击自己的地。
That in the last days, God will lead the Gog and Magog to attack its own people.
昨天我有跟大家分享，当关在无底坑的这个撒旦。
Yesterday, I've also shared with everyone regarding the Satan who has been bound in the bottomless pit.
1000年完了。
After the end of the 1,000 years,
代表恩典时期的结束。
It represents the end of the grace period.
必须暂时把它释放。
It needs to be released.
那释放以后呢，就是要出来进行迷惑。
After it has been released, it will come to deceive many.
迷惑地上四方的列国。
To deceive people from the four corners of this earth.
经过迷惑以后。
After this deception,
就成为恶者的工具。
It will become the instrument of the evil one.
就是哥哥马各。
Which becomes it will become Gog and Magog.
那他们就来围困圣徒的营跟蒙爱的城。
That it will encircle the holy city and the beloved ones.
这个也就是保罗在《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第二章第七节八节所讲的。
This is also recorded in Second Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 7 and 8.
说现在有一个拦阻。
That now there is an obstruction.
等到这个拦阻撤掉的时候。
When this obstruction has been taken away.
这个不法的人就显露出来。
The lawless one shall be revealed.
所以。我们昨天就学到这边。
So yesterday we have covered as much.
那我们现在就继续来看那个启示录十六章。
Now we continue to refer to Revelation chapter 16.
十六章的那个十三节。
Chapter 16 verse 13.
他这边呢又说等于就是约翰又看另外一幕的这个异象。
Here John saw another vision.
说有三个污秽的灵好像青蛙。
He saw three unclean spirits like frogs.
分别从龙口、兽口跟假先知的口中出来。
Coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet.
那这些污秽的灵是鬼魔的灵。
These unclean spirits are the spirits of demons.
那他们出来的目的是要施行歧视出去到普天下众王那里。叫他们聚集征战。
Their aim is to perform signs, then go out to the kings of the earth and the whole world to be at battle with them.
这个就等于说恩典时期结束。
This refers to the end of the grace period.
因为伯拉大河的水干了。
Because the river Euphrates has dried up.
所以关在无底坑的这些这撒旦就被放出来。
Satan, who was bound in the bottomless pit, is being released.
他们要去迷惑地上的。四方的列国。
They are going to deceive the people that come from the four corners of the earth.
昨天我已经跟大家解释。
Yesterday, I've already explained to everyone.
地上四方的列国，在旧约是指着围困以色列的那些国家。
The people from the four corners of the earth in the Old Testament refers to the nations that were attacking the people of Israel.
但是在末后，这是属灵的。
But in the last days, it refers to the spiritual version.
啊，就是指着神从各国各民各族当中间拣选人来。
It refers to the people that God has chosen out of different tribes, different languages, different nations.
让他们在地上执掌王权。
That they can rule with the might of the heavenly God on the earth.
也就是指着我们。
Which refers to us.
他要进行，要迷惑的就是迷惑我们。
The Satan's aim is to deceive us.
好，那迷惑我们就成为他的工具了。
When we have been deceived, we become his instruments.
所以他就他被他迷惑的人聚集啊，来围困圣徒的营跟蒙爱的城。
It is his aim for us to be deceived and to encircle the holy city and attack it.
那透过什么管道来迷惑
？What medium can be used for us to be deceived？
这边就讲到啊，污秽的灵好像青蛙。
Here it says the unclean spirits are like frogs.
从龙口、兽口跟假先知的口出来。
Coming out of the mouth of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet.
就是从三个管道出来。
These come from three different mediums and channels.
我们看到青蛙啊，给我们的印象是什么
？When we see frogs, what impression do we have of them?
一个嘴巴占身体的大概一半以上。
We can see that its mouth comprises of half, about more than half of its body size.
然后我们看到的青蛙都是呱呱呱一直叫，对不对
？And we see the frogs are constantly producing noise.
也就是所谓的话语
，which refers to the fact that they have words。
人里面的思想要表露出来。
The thoughts of a man shall be expressed outward。
一定要透过话语。
It is done through words。
好比说，我们说太初有道。
For example, we say in the beginning there was the word。
道与神同在。
The word was with God。
这个道。它其实原文就是话语的意思。
This word in the original text, it also refers to the word.
也就是说，神有一个意念。
Which means God has this thought.
那神这个意念怎么向一切受造的来彰显
？How can this thought be proclaimed to every creation?
让所有受造的知道神是什么。
So all the created may come to know what is God.
就透过太初的道。
It is.Through the word in the beginning,
也就是他的话
which is his word.
所以他必须借着这个道来创造宇宙万物
So he must through this word, create the whole heaven and earth.
也就是我们说的因为这个道成为肉身就是基督，所以我们说创世其实神是借着基督创世的。
Because this word became flesh, becoming the Lord Jesus, therefore we say that the creation is through the Lord Jesus.
约翰福音第一章说，凡受造的没有一样不是借着道造的。
In the book of John, he says that all creations, there's no one that's been created without the word.
希伯来书十一章第三节就讲到，我们因着信就知道诸事皆是借着神的话造的。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3 says that through our faith we know that this world has been created through this word.
神说有就有，命立就立。
When God says it exists, it will exist. When God establishes, it will be done.
用他的话从无创造出宇宙万有。
From his word, from nothing, he created the heaven and the earth and the whole universe.
那这个话是很抽象的。
This word is very abstract.
所以他没办法让我们来认识。
So much so that we cannot come to know it.
必须变成具象才能够让我们认识。
It has to be realized into a form body.
因此，道就要成为肉身来到世上。
Therefore, the word has to come in the form of a flesh into the world.
一个跟我们完全一样的具象。
To be like a bodily form that looks almost the same like us.
然后透过看得见的这个人。
Through a visible physical man.
来。认识那一个看不见的神
，so that we can come to know that invisible God。
这个就是太初的道。
This is the word in the beginning。
好，那一样的。
In the same way。
我心里在想什么
？What is it that is in my heart？
你怎么知道
？How do you know？
虽然现在有手语哈，可以表达，对不对
？Even though there is sign languages for you to use nowadays。
但是它所表达不能淋漓透彻。
However, the sign languages cannot express exactly what is the intent and thoughts of your heart.
我一定要能够讲出话，你才可以理解。
It is only through my words that I express through my mouth that you can understand fully.
好，那是三个污秽的灵。
So these three unclean spirits,
好像青蛙。
They are like the frogs.
是透过兽的龙的口、兽的口跟假先知的口出来。
They all came out from the mouth of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet.
也就是借着话语来进行迷惑。
Which means through their words, people can be deceived.
从龙的口出来，当然就是灵的一种迷惑。
Coming from the mouth of the dragon, of course, is a spiritual deception.
这个灵的迷惑当然就是改变你的思想跟观念。
A spiritual deception refers to the changing, transforming of your thoughts and percepts.
早期灵的迷惑比较粗鲁。
In the ancient times, the changing of our thoughts, they are more crude.
所以一般人一看就知道这个不对，这是灵在工作。
So it's easy for people to discern, this is not right, this must be the work of a spirit.
因为他会倒在地上，口吐白沫，或是做出不雅的动作。
You will allow people to collapse on the ground, foaming at the mouth, and do some disgraceful acts.
那最近这几年我们在观察。
However, these few years in our observation,
魔鬼学乖了。
The devil learned to be good.
他的灵的迷惑是一种很细腻的。
Spiritual deception become very not as crude, but
让你外表看不出来的。
Quite undetectable from the outside.
那但是呢？它却让你的思想跟观念改变。
However, it will change your thoughts and your perceptions.
一般都是我们会留地步给它。
Oftentimes, we will leave them a foothold.
这个地步都是好比说你贪婪。
This foothold can be the fact that we are greedy.
喜欢权位。
We crave for power.
喜欢虚名。
We crave for fame.
或是爱生气。
Or we like to be angry.
爱说谎。
We like to lie.
或是有骄傲。
Or we are proud.
这个叫做灵性的地步破口。
This can serve as a foothold, as a hole for the devil to come in.
当我们留下这些破口的时候，他就会跑进去。
When we leave these footholds, these holes, then it will come in.
跑进去以后，他不是让我们生活好像有那种不正常。
After it comes in, it will not make our lives immediately chaotic.
而是让我们的观念跟思想改变。
But it will change our thoughts and our mindsets.
改变成为跟神的旨意是抵挡的。
To be obstructing to the way of God.
这个如果我们对圣经的真理不熟的话，很难看得出来。
At this point of time, if our knowledge from the Bible is not deep enough, it is very hard for us to discern.
其实这样的一个现象，主耶稣在马太福音十三章在讲稗子的比喻。已经讲得很清楚。
Actually, this type of phenomenon has been clearly described in Matthew chapter 13 when the Lord Jesus was speaking about the parable of the wheat and tares.
撒在地上是好种子是麦子
What is sown on the ground is a good seed, the wheat.
那怎么会从麦子里面长出稗子出来呢
？But how can the wheat grow out some tares?
那个比喻就是说人在睡觉。
It means that people are sleeping.
这个人在睡觉。可以说是教会的工人在睡觉。
People are sleeping may refer to workers of the church are sleeping.
因为教会的圣职人员被赋予要为全群监督全群谨慎，也要为自己谨慎。
Because the elders and the ministers of the church are entrusted with the task to oversee the flock and themselves.
那《使徒行传》二十章二十八节讲的。
This is said in Acts chapter 20 verse 28.
当你不谨慎的时候，敌人就会进来。
The moment when you are not alert, the enemy will come.
所以保罗说：“我去了以后，必有豺狼进入你们里面。”
Therefore, Paul said, "After my departure, wolves will come among you."
就是这样来的。
This comes about in this way.
那也有可能指着就是当事人睡觉了。
It may also refer to the individuals that are sleeping.
当事人睡觉就是不警醒了。
When individuals are sleeping, they're not alert.
在末世最重要的一个功夫就是要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
The hardest work is to keep our hearts and guard it above everything else.
因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Because out of it springs out the issues of life.
你想当什么样的人
？What type of person are you going to be？
都是由你的心 发出来的。
These are all determined by your heart.
啊，我们属神的人，一定要把我们的心保守在神的旨意里面哦。
For us who believe in God, we need to keep our hearts in among God.
如果我们的心离开神的旨意
，If our heart has departed from the will of God，
我昨天不是有讲吗？马太福音第七章二十一节说，不是称呼我主啊主的人都能进天国啊。
Did I not say it yesterday? Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 says, not all that cry out, Lord, Lord, shall be saved.
唯独遵行天父旨意的人才能进去。
Only he who performs the will of God can enter the kingdom of God.
然后没有遵行天父旨意的人，主耶稣说是咒恶的人。
But those who do not obey the will of God, these are called wicked and evil people.
而且我不认识。
And then God do not know them.
所以一定要把我们的心保守在神的旨意里面。
So it is very important to keep our hearts and guard it within the will of God.
那当我们如果不警醒的时候
，when during the times that we're not alert，
这种灵的迷惑就会进去。
These kinds of deception of the spirit will come in.
那一进去哦，刚开始是看不出来。
Once it comes in，
什么时候才会看出来
？We cannot see it. When can we detect it？
要长苗吐穗结果子的时候。
The time when it begins to grow up and sprout and bear fruit.
长苗吐穗，就是他在教会里面大发热心了。
Sprouting refers to the time that these people are very fervent in the church.
虽然大发热心了，可是会感觉怪怪的。
Even they're very fervent, people will think they're a little bit abnormal.
他讲的话，他的热心哈，会让我们觉得很怪这样子。
What the words that they speak and their fervor will make people feel that they are a little weird.
所以那个仆人看到很紧张啊。
So the servants will see this and are very worried.
主啊，怎么会这样子
？Lord, how can it be like this?
我赶快去把它薅出来。
I will quickly pluck it out.
哎，主耶稣说不用，那个主人说不用。
And the master will say, no need.
把它留着。
Leave it.
哎，等到主再临的时候就会处理。
When the Lord comes, He will deal with it.
因为那个是有神的旨意啊。
Because this is within the will of God.
那主耶稣特别讲哦。
The Lord Jesus specifically said.
那个麦子是什么
？What is these tares？
不是我们以前前辈告诉我们的说啊，那个偶然过犯哦，犯奸淫、拜偶像哦，啊，他就是麦子了。嗯。
It is not referring to the tares that are mentioned by our ancestors before.
因为家里哦，很多人都在教会，不可以薅出来就会影响家里。
These people are worshiping idols or committing adultery because of their family members. We cannot pluck them out now.
不是的。
No.
主耶稣特别解释。
Lord Jesus specifically said,
麦子叫做一切作恶的，跟死人跌倒的。
The tares are referring to the evil people and people who cause others to stumble in their faith.
所以这个我们就要很小心。
So we have to be careful in this sense.
好，所以幕后灵的那种迷惑，那个是一个很微妙的一个观念而已。
So in the end times, the deception of the spirit, it is also a very mysterious and amazing thought.
那我所以我们要非常谨慎。
We have to be very careful.
一丝丝的那种念头都不可以。
The slightest streak of thoughts, we
cannot accept. 如果你发现你的念头哦，开始偏向离开神的旨意啊。
When our thoughts begin to stray away from the will of God,
要赶快抓回来。
We have to quickly grab it back.
不然的话，你任凭他哦，他就把你抓走了。
Otherwise, when you leave it alone, then he will capture you away.
好，再来兽啊，从兽的口里面。
Then coming out from the mouth of the beast. 兽
我们就知道是指着从海中上来的七头十角兽。
We know that this beast comes out from the sea with the seven heads and ten feet.
那这七头十角兽，启示录十七章有讲奥秘在大巴比伦。
This beast has been recorded in Revelation chapter 17 with the great Babylon.
这个大巴比伦其实就是指着这个繁华的世界。
This Babylon the Great refers to this prosperous world.
也就是说，我们侍奉神，用神的观念来侍奉他。
Which means that when we serve God, we use the concepts of God to serve Him.
早期的真耶稣教会。
In the early times, the True Jesus Church.
那些工人没有这样的挑战。
These workers did not face such challenges.
信徒也没有这种挑战。
The believers also did not have such challenges.
因为大家都很单纯。
Because every one of us were very simple.
可是这一点哦，这是我们末世信徒最大的挑战。
This is the greatest challenge of believers in the end time.
因为我们所有的信徒几乎都有接受了很高深的那个 教育。
Because most of our believers have received high-level education.
在社会学了很多 各种不同的恩赐。
In the society, they have so many talents and are very gifted.
还有学问。
And they're full of knowledge.
好像摩西学了埃及所有的学问。
Just as Moses has received the knowledge of Egypt.
我们知道吗？为什么神把以色列人带出埃及以后？
Do you know after the Lord took the Israelites out of Egypt,
马上做两个动作
he immediately did two things.
一个就是吩咐制造会幕拜神
The first thing is to build a tabernacle to worship God.
再来就是颁布律法
The second is to proclaim the commandments to them.
神在西乃山十一个月停十一个月就是做这个工作。
In the Mount Sinai, they have to halt for 11 months in order to accomplish this.
因为神跟他们讲啊,
Because God told them,
我像老鹰的两个翅膀把你背出来,
I have spread my wings, like the eagle's wings, to carry you out.
让你们在全地成为我的子民,
so that you can be my people in the earth.
那既然是我的子民,
Since you are my people,
你就要按我的心意来服侍我。
You have to go according to my mind to worship, to serve me.
这一群以色列人，他们在埃及住了四百三十年。
These Israelites people, they have lived in Egypt for 430 years.
虽然他们心目中知道说是敬拜天上真神。
Even though within their hearts they know they have to worship the heavenly one true God.
但日常所接触的人是埃及人。
But on a daily basis they have to come across the Egyptians.
生活习惯文化是埃及人的。
The custom and the culture of the Egyptians have penetrated into them.
那个教育埃及人给你的。
The education are given by the Egyptians.
社会制度还有社会的道德观念埃及人给你的。
The moral and societal values have been instilled by the Egyptians.
那你用这一套要来拜真神，神怎么会喜欢呢？
So you use these kind of concepts to worship God. How can God be pleased?
就好比说摩西，他四十岁那个因着信长大。
Just as Moses, when he was at the age of 40, because of the grace of God, he grew up.
意气风发。
He was full of
valor. 他最多说拯救以色列人，舍我其谁。
He thought that it would be the best for him to save the Israelites.
我是王子啊。
I am the prince.
我最有机会的啊。
I have the most opportunity.
可是神却让他神这个时候不要用他。
But at this time, God did not want to use him.
借着以色列人的口来让他那个羞愧。
Through an Israelite, he was shamed.
So he 赶快逃走。
So he quickly ran away.
四十年去跟羊一起生活。
For 40 years, he dwelt together with the lambs.
每天没办法接触到埃及人和希伯来人。
Every day, he was cut off from interacting with the Egyptians and the Israelites.
每天所接触的都是这些不会讲话的羊。
Every day, he had to
四十年呢。
Be together with these sheep who cannot talk for 40 years.
你看，把他磨到哈，神要用他的时候说啊，我走口笨舌啊。
You see that he had been molded unto the point of time that he, when God wanted to use him, he said, "I'm not eloquent and of no use."
一种语言如果四十年不用啊，我看大概是很难那个讲的哈。
If you don't speak a language for 40 years, most likely it's very hard for you to speak that language anymore.
其实神的目的就是让他倒空。
Actually, God's purpose is for him to pour out himself.
把自己完全倒空的时候，神才会充满你。
Only when he completely empty himself, that can God use him.
完全以神的观念来充满你。
He can be completely filled with the concept of God.
所以这时候神说，来，我要用你了。
So at this point of time, God said, here, let me use you now.
同样的。
In the same way,
我们今天既然是被神拣选
，Today since we are the elected ones，
然后要来服侍神
，We are coming here to serve God。
所以你看罗马书，保罗马上就教导我们哦。
You see in the book of Romans chapter 8, Paul immediately instructs us。
我要把身体献上当活祭。
I want to present my body as a living sacrifice。
说这是神所喜悦的。
Because this is pleasing to the Lord。
我们这样的侍奉是理所当然。
This kind of service is only reasonable。
因为神在我们身上的恩典这么大。
Because full is the grace of God in our
bodies。我们每个人都要献活祭，这是理所当然的。
It is only reasonable for us to present ourselves as living sacrifice。
但是
However,
你献活祭要怎么献
？How are you going to present your bodies as living sacrifice？
不可以再像过去拜偶像的观念呢
？We cannot hold on to the values and concepts of those in the past where we worshipped idols。
你们我们张真如果是第一代信徒，你想一想。
If we are first generation believers among us, let us think about it。
过去我们在拜偶像，哪一个人在问偶像说：“ 哎，你喜欢我，你喜欢吃什么？我喜欢我怎么来侍奉你
？Nobody of us that have worshipped idols in the past have asked the idols, "How do you want me to serve you? What do you like to eat?"
没有啊
，No one.
都是我自己想的。
Everything is based on our own thinking.
我要怎么侍奉你？你要偷笑了，我告诉你。
In whatever manner I want to serve you, you should be glad already. I tell you.
那今天拜真神，你可以用这种观念来吗？
Today, when we serve this living God, can we serve in this manner?
主要我喜欢。
As long as I am happy.
哎，我觉得这样做很好。你要偷笑了，我有来服侍你已经不错了。
I think this is the best way for me to serve you. You have to smile and be happy. It's good enough that I want to serve you.
不行。
No.
所以保罗说，你要去查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Therefore, Paul instructs us to discern what is that is pure, acceptable, and pleasing in God's sight.
查验完，按神的旨意去服侍他。
After we have discerned, finished, according to His will, we shall serve Him.
然后他告诉我们怎么查验。
And then He instructs us how to discern.
具备两个条件。
These require two criteria.
也就是十二章第二节。
Which is in chapter 12, verse 2.
不要效法这个世界。
Do not be conformed to this world.
要心意更新而变化。
But be transformed by the renewal of our minds.
这两节哈。正是现代人最困难的。
Is the most, the hardest to do in the present time.
从兽的口跑出来的那种观念。
Because the concepts that come out of the beasts.
那种思想。
These kind of concepts.
要非常的谨慎。
We have to discern and be very careful.
神给我们好机会，可以学了很多美好的世上的学问。
God gives us the good opportunity to acquire knowledge in all kinds from the world.
但是世人给我们的这些学问。
However, the education that we've received from this world,
有些观念是跟神的旨意是抵触的。
Some of their concepts are in opposition with the concepts of God.
我们要懂得善用筛选。
We have to sift it out wisely.
而且要很谨慎的去用。
And with much attention, we have to use them.
绝对不可以全盘移植进来。
We cannot grab every concept from the world and use them here.
全盘移植进来。这个教会就变成社会的组织了。
If we move every concept from the world into the church, then the church will become an earthly organization.
你看，已经有2000年的基督教历史，你去看嘛。
You can see that there has always already 2,000 years of Christian history.
那个就是从社会移植进来的一个组织嘛。
These are organizations just moved from the society.
用世界的观念服侍神。
Using the concepts from the world, they serve God.
这怎么能够服侍到神呢
？How can you serve God in this way？
所以，从兽口出来的这个迷惑也很大。
So the deception from the beast is also very great。
然后从假先知的口出来。
And then the next comes from the false prophet's mouth。
就是启示录三章的那个第二只兽。
Which refers to the second beast recorded in Revelation 13。
这个假先知假先知当然就是传异端。
Of course, the false prophet will speak of heresies.
你要知道我们信耶稣是被建造在使徒跟先知的根基上面。
You know that we believe in Jesus. We are built upon the foundation of the prophets and the apostles.
有基督自己为房角石。
Having the Lord Jesus Himself as the cornerstone.
然后我们每个人都靠每块石头都靠着耶稣基督联络得很合适。
And we are every pieces of stone that are knit together perfectly.
成为主的圣殿。
Into the temple and building of the Lord.
我们今天的根基就是在。全被使人得救的真理上面。
Today our foundation is based upon the salvation that is perfect.
我们冷静想一想。
Let us be calm and think.
当初我们怎么来到真耶稣教会
？In the past, how did we come to the True Jesus Church?
尤其有一大部分的人是从一般基督教来的。
Of a majority of people came from outside Christian denominations.
我们怎么来的
？How did we come here?
如果我是神迹入门了
If I come here through miracles,
我下午会做见证。
In the afternoon, I will testify.
那一般人
generally,
很多都是查考真理进来的。
Most people examine the truth and
来到我们的教会领受圣灵。
Once they come to the church, they receive the Holy Spirit.
知道哎，有神的灵。
You know, oh, there is a Holy Spirit.
那有神的灵，就神就是存在的啊。
Then God must exist here.
那这个信仰就不是一种理论了。
Then this belief is not only a theory.
是真实的。
It is real.
所以几乎到真耶稣教会，第一个那个接触就是这种样子。
So generally speaking, people come to the True Jesus Church and interact in this way.
然后慢慢的 查考圣经。
And then slowly they examine the truth.
了解了这些使我们得救的要道。
Reading the Bible and understand these are the basic beliefs that lead to salvation.
也就是我们所说的五大教义。
Which are the five basic doctrines.
但是你们跟一般基督徒讲，不要讲说这我们真耶稣教会的五大教义，不要这样讲。
However, when you speak to people from other denominations, please do not say that in our True Jesus Church we have five basic doctrines.
这样会被误解是我们发明的。
You will be misunderstood as being creating these doctrines.
他就会反击你哦。
And then they will attack you.
那是你们的看法啊，每个人都有每个人的看法这样子。
That is your own interpretation. Everyone has their own interpretations.
你要告诉他，这是真神启示的全被使人得救的真理。
You have to tell them this is a revelation from God. This is the basic beliefs leading to salvation.
本来就是记载在圣经里面呢。
Originally, they're already in the Bible.
只是现在普世的基督教派传偏了。
It's only that
没有在注重这些东西了。
Nowadays, the Christian denominations do not emphasize on these things. They stray away and preach something else.
所以圣灵才拣选起初的三个工人。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit needs to elect three early workers.
分别启示他们这些得救的真理。
Separately instructing them these truths leading to salvation.
然后告诉他们要去更正。
And then instructing them to correct everyone.
是这样来的。
It came about this way.
这不是我们特有的五大教义，不是的。
This is not our own five basic beliefs.
这是圣经里面全被使人得救的真道。
This is the perfect gospel leading to salvation as recorded in the Bible.
当初我们受圣灵的启示，明白了。
In the past, we have received the revelation from the Holy Spirit and understood it.
我们深信真神的教会就是真耶稣教会。
We truly believe that True Jesus Church is the true church of God.
是唯一得救的教会。
It is the one true church of God.
可是曾几何时
？However, as time passes,
有人开始。来把挑战这些得救的要道。
There are some people who challenge these basic beliefs.
我们因着人的感情就可以这样来模糊它吗
？We rely on the emotions of men, and can we make blurry such?
如果是这样的话，我觉得你是很笨的。
If this is the case, I think you are very foolish.
当初是被建造在这个使徒跟先知的根基上的人。
At that time, we have all been built upon the foundation of the prophets and apostles.
假先知的迷惑就是要把你拔掉。
The false prophet's aim is to pluck you out of that.
把你拔掉，他就可以吞噬你啊。
After they pluck you out of that, then you can be gobbled up.
我们是被建造在这个根基上面的。
We are being built on this foundation.
你开始对这个根基起疑惑。
Then now you start to doubt this foundation.
那正好他就把你抓走。
It serves him just right for him to capture you away.
要学聪明一点。
So you need to learn to be wise.
真耶稣教会传教已经一百年了。
We have preached the gospel in True Jesus Church for 100 years.
这种得救的要道一百年来多少人在挑战？
This kind of truth and gospel of salvation, how many people have been challenging that?
但是
for 100 years.
我们发现这些失去信心的人，到最后生命都不甘了。
However, we realize that these people who have lost faith, in the end, their life also withered.
历史一直成为我们一面镜子。
History served as a mirror for us.
我们要学聪明。
We have to learn how to be wise.
好，那这三个污秽的灵就从这三个管道出来。
So these three unclean spirits came from these channels.
那出来的话就是去迷惑。
To deceive.
迷惑又会变成什么？
After deceiving, what are they going to become?
来看那个提摩太后书。
Let's refer to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter
3. 第一节到第五节。
Verses 1 to 5. Verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. 2. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, 3. Unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, 4. Traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, 5. Having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away.
这段圣经哦，我们都很熟。
We are all very familiar with these verses.
那我们过去都说这是指着世界越变越坏。
In the past, we refer to these people as people of the world who are degrading.
可是你仔细读, 他其实不是在指着世界的。
However, when we dig deeper, we will know this is not referring to the people of the world.
世界从来就没有好过的一天啊。
Because the people of the world has never been good for one day.
他只有越来越坏没有错啊。
They always degrade, it's right.
但是这里面是在指着我们。
These items here are referring to us.
啊, 你看, 受迷惑以后就会变成有些人就自私自利。 贪爱钱财,
After being deceived, some people will turn into lovers of themselves, lovers of money.
自夸狂傲,
boasters, proud.
违背父母,
disobedient to parents.
哦, 然后后面你看, 一直讲, 讲到卖主卖友, 任意妄为,
and in the end, they become traitors, headstrong, lovers of themselves.
爱厌怒不爱神,
they love pleasure and rather than love God.
这哪里是在讲外面的?
In what way is this referring to the people of the world?
是在讲我们,
this is referring to us.
如果当我们没有, 啊, 保守好自己,
when we do not preserve ourselves well,
受迷了,
we have been deceived.
我们的心思意念就变成这样,
our mindset and thoughts are like this.
生命改变了,
our lives have been changed.
啊, 这生命改变以后,
after our lives have been changed,
就会造成我们内部非常大的一个冲击,
then it will serve as an attack inside us.
啊, 这个冲击就会挑战我们每一个人的信心。
This attack will serve as a challenge to our faiths.
我们看那个马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音24章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 24.
24章哦, 第4节到第8节啊。
Chapter 24 verses 4 to 8.
啊, 门徒问主耶稣末世的兆头。
The disciples asked Jesus of the signs of the end times.
那主耶稣啊, 就告诉他们说会有, 啊, 民攻打民, 国攻打国, 又有很多地震机, 饥荒瘟疫,
then the Lord Jesus answered that there will be nations against nations, people against people, then famines and earthquakes.
所以我们大家都很注意这方面。
So many of us will take note regarding this.
如果看到哪个地方, 打仗了, 哦, 主耶稣要来了,
when we see there are rumors of war, then we say, Lord Jesus is coming.
或是, 哦, 哪个地方很大的地震, 主耶稣要来了,
when we see there are places where there's earthquake, then we'll say, the Lord is coming.
可是, 我们都没有仔细读。
However, we do not pay close attention and read.
你看第八节, 最后, 第八节怎么讲?
Let's see, what is the end of verse 8?
都是灾难的起头。
All these are the beginning of sorrows.
哎, 也就是我们吃西餐的前菜而已。
It's like the introductory food before the entree.
它不是主角呢。
It is not the main course.
但因为我们人哦, 都喜欢看这种外在的。
But as men, we like to see only the outward.
我这一两天不是跟我们讲吗? 外在的其实不影响我们的信仰不多。
Didn't I say these 2 days that the outward only affect a teeny bit of our faith?
台湾有一间叫碧后教会。
In Taiwan, there's a Pihou church.
它信徒大概有, 哎, 那个是泰雅族的, 啊, 信徒大概有300多位。
It is a church of the aboriginal type, 哎, 等, of Taiya, and then there are 300 believers.
哎, 等于碧后村的一半都是真耶稣教会的。
Half of that Pihou village belong to members of the church.
平常大家对这信仰就是, 有空就来, 没有很在意这样子。
Their faith is that when I have time, I'll just come to church. They do not really pay attention.
传道去访问借口一大堆。
When the pastor go and visit them, they will have a bunch of excuses.
九二一大地震结束。
At the end of the September 21st earthquake.
够一天晚上的聚会。
The next night of service.
传道祷告起来。
The pastor get up from his prayer.
吓一跳，你知道吗?
He was so startled.
整个会堂满满的。
The whole chapel is so filled.
从来都没有看过这种景象。
He has never seen this scene before.
啊, 连那种醉酒的都跑进来了。
Even the drunkards all come in.
他想, 啊, 主耶稣来了。
They say, oh, the Lord is coming.
不赶快回来悔改怎么办?
If I don't come quickly to repent, what am I going to do?
可是, 半年后就一个一个又开始请假了。
But after 6 months, each one of them went to take a vacation.
外在的苦难,
the outward physical suffering,
只会逼我们哦, 一直往前来跟主耶稣, 啊, 密相去,
will only drive us to be closely communion with God.
所以你根本不用怕这种东西。
So you don't need to be afraid of these things.
主菜在哪里?
Where is the main entree?
来看第10节。
In verse 10.
啊, 你念到13节。
Verses 10 to 13. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. 11. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. 12. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold.
啊，你看，我们读了，我们以前一定很少读到这方面。
In the past, we must have read this very least.
你读了这些哦，你一定心里会想，我们的教会怎么可能这样子呢？
When you read these things, you can say that how can our church be like this?
啊，我请问你们，主耶稣讲的预言会不会实现
？Let me ask you this: does every of Lord Jesus' prophecies come to fulfillment?
会不会
？Will they come to fulfillment?
如果不会的话，这本圣经就丢掉了。
If your answer is no, then let us throw away this whole Bible.
主耶稣讲的绝对实现。
Whatever the Lord Jesus says, it will happen.
所以你看，他说将那时候必有许多人会跌倒。
You see that at that time there will be many people falling away.
跌倒就没希望了。
When they fall away, there's no hope.
啊，为什么会跌倒
？Why would they fall away?
因为我们中间会彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。
Because we will hate one another and we will betray one another.
然后又有很多假先知起来，迷惑许多人。
And then there will arise false prophets and deceive many.
教会有很多不法的事情发生。
In the church, there will be lawlessness.
啊，这种不法的事情哦，大部分都是由利益介入。
A lawlessness will come about due to personal interests.
台湾的教会常常发生这种事情。
In Taiwan church, there often happens these kind of things.
因为我们是一家人。
Because we're all one family.
这种问题很多啊。
We have many problems.
所以教会绝对不可以让利益进来。
So in the church, personal interests cannot come in.
你们有没有听过，彰滨小区的金融风暴？
Have you heard the monetary turbulence in Zhangping region?
是由那个沙巴的两个弟兄。
It all came about from two Sabahan members.
一个 Lockie， 一个 Andy。
One is called Lockie and the other one Andy.
他们说在操作什么日本外汇。
They were controlling the foreign exchange in Japan.
多好赚，那几个月就翻倍。
In many months, they doubled up and tripled their income.
然后。第一次你要加入的话，$300。
If you want to enter in the first step, you have to put in $300.
第二次$1,000。
The second time $1,000。
第三次$3,000。
Then the third time $3,000。
第四次$10,000。
The fourth time $10,000。
第五次$250,000。
The fifth time $250,000。
就在$250,000的时候收网。
During $250,000, they will take away your money.
台湾中部地区啊，大概。有台币啊，应该十几亿有了。
In the middle region of Taiwan, they have lost billions of NT dollars.
那时候我们才说，哦，原来我们教会信徒经济实力这么好哦。
At that time only, I realized that oh, our members are actually so financially strong.
而且大家都吃闷亏不敢讲话。
And most people have suffered and being wronged, but yet they do not speak up.
因为我跟邱长老。那时候代表总会去劝他们。
At that time, I was with an elder and represent the GA to minister to them.
全世界最会投资的巴菲特，一年也才20% 而已。
I say that, and the whole world, Buffett, who is the greatest investor, only has his 20%. How is it a very good income?
所有的负责人执会的人都说，长老，你不要管我们。
All the council members and the elders said,
这是我们个人投资行为。
Don't care about us. This is the way we invest.
跟教会没关系。
This has nothing to do with the church.
好，没关系。问题是，钱不见的时候就哭了，
All right.
然后就影响信心了。
It doesn't matter with the church. However, the time when you lose your money, it will affect your faith and you will cry here.
沙巴原住民的金龙县，整个信徒都受影响。
All the Aborigines region in Sabah, the members were greatly affected.
我记得那个曹米家，就是那个曹米家长老，沙巴的以前的总负责了。
The chief of the general affairs in Sabah Church.
碰到我的时候说，完了，我们国家的国安局在抓谁了？
The moment he met me last time, he said, It is finished. Our country's police is arresting some people.
我说，真的哦。
I said, why?
啊，我那时候就完蛋了，我们台湾就完蛋了。
Oh no, I thought, okay, in Taiwan here, we're done.
我以为只有台湾。
I thought it only happens in Taiwan.
啊，这几年我都那个我在加拿大五个教会巡牧嘛，
哈。Recently, I've been in a circuit in Canadian churches for three times.
碰到沙巴来的移民。
I saw some Sabahan immigrants.
大家在聊天的时候说，哎，传道我也三万块美金呢。
When we speak with one another, they also said, I have lost $30,000.
他就告诉我说，这边哦，沙巴来的都有。
Over here, all the Sabahan members have also lost money.
因为我们是一家人嘛。
See, because we're all one family.
你移到哪里都是一家人嘛。
Wherever you immigrate, we're all still one family.
这是全世界唯一的啦，一家人嘛。
This is the one family in the whole world.
所以这种不法的事情哦，你们长子有那个责任要防备让他进来。
So all this lawlessness can be prevented by the ministers and elders.
教会是基督的身体，不要去想要赚钱。
The church is the body of Christ. Do not think that you can earn money here.
不要让利益介入到我们的教会里面。
Do not let your own personal interest enter into the church.
不然的话，这不好的事情增多啊，人的爱心就会冷淡哦。
Otherwise, lawlessness will abound and the love of many will grow cold.
你就会觉得说，我对你那么好，结果你用脚踢我。
You will feel that I'm so good to you, and yet you kick me with your feet.
那这样的话，怎么信得下去，对不对？
How can we continue to have faith?
到时候你会说，神不在真耶稣教会。
At that time, you will say the Lord does not exist in True Jesus Church.
这个真耶稣教会还可以信吗？
Can we still believe in the True Jesus Church?
现在网络上不是都一直在讲这种东西吗？
Then we always see this kind of dialogue in the websites.
主耶稣早就讲了啊。
Lord Jesus once already said.
所以主耶稣开了一帖特效药。
So the Lord Jesus have already prescribed a very good pill.
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
He who endures till the end will be saved.
所以当你将来碰到这些事情的时候，
So in the future when you meet with such a case,
一定要记得，
You have to remember,
要忍耐到底。
You must endure to the end.
对真耶稣教会不可以失去信心。
You cannot lose faith to the True Jesus Church.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
你怎么可以否定教会呢？
How can you deny the church?
人的软弱，
The weaknesses of men
是必然的。
Of course, it will happen.
但是不可以因为人的软弱否定教会的存在。
But you cannot deny the existence of the church because of the weaknesses of men.
这样才是聪明人。
Only by doing this can you be
wise. 不然的话，你就被抓走了。
Otherwise, you will be captured away.
好，所以你看那个启示录这边就说，哎。他迷惑以后就来围困圣徒的营跟蒙爱的城了。
So you see that here after deception, it will come and encircle the holy city and the beloved ones.
啊，结果一围困的时候啊
，and to the point of time that they encircle you,
就成为哈米基多顿。
Then you will become Armageddon.
哈米基多顿就是毁灭之山。
Armageddon is the mount of destruction.
那就是主耶稣所预言的，你们中间会有许多人跌倒。
Which is prophesied by the Lord Jesus Himself, saying that among you many will fall.
你看他在马太福音二十四章不是讲说这个迷惑会非常大
？Didn't Matthew chapter 24 say that this deception will be great?
如果不是为选民的缘故缩短那个日子
，If it is not for the elect, it will not be shortened.
凡有血气的，没有一个人可以得救。
All that has breath cannot be saved.
哎，你就知道那个冲击看多大。
Then you can see the force of this attack, how great it is.
外界数据的大战争啊，对我们不会影响。
These wars happening in the outer world will not have an effect on us.
你要知道，我们的生命是藏在基督里面的。
You have to know that our lives are hidden in the life of Christ.
至高者隐秘处呢。
We are in the hidden places of the Most High.
认识谁是属他的人。
God knows who belongs to Him.
那个根本不影响不了我们。
These things cannot affect us.
只会让你啊，有时候啊，心里的，哎呀，怎么这样子啊？
These tragedies can only make your heart feel not good and not at peace.
会影响我们的就是内部的战争。
What it is that can affect us is the internal war.
从历史以来看，啊，宗教上的那种战争都是很残酷的。
From the historical point of view, these internal religious wars are very cruel.
都是不留余地的。
They will not spare your life.
所以我们要很谨慎。
So we have to be very alert.
因为这是背后是灵在运作的。
Because at the back of them, a spirit is motivating them.
所以一定要非常谨慎。
So we have to be completely alert.
启示录因为会发生这种事情。
Because in Revelations, these things have to happen.
他才告诉我们说要警醒看守衣服。
Only then they say you have to be watchful and watch over your garments.
免得人见他赤身而行。
Lest we be found naked.
这种人才有福气。
Only such a person is called blessed.
这件衣服是什么？
What is this garment?
怎么必须要警醒看守衣服呢？
How can we keep watch and be vigilant to watch over it?
这件衣服是因信主耶稣白白赐给我们的义袍。
This garment is a garment of righteousness given to us by the Lord Jesus because of our faith.
我们来看这个加拉太书。
Let's refer to Galatians.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.Verse 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
那你看这边就讲我们受洗归入基督都是披戴基督。
You see here it says that as we were baptized into Christ, we have put on Christ.
这个披戴就是穿，穿的意思，把基督穿进来。
This putting on Christ meaning we're putting on this Christ garment.
这个宇宙只有神是义。
In this universe, only God is righteous.
基督的显现就是神义向世人显现。
The manifestation of Christ is the realization of God in the world.
我们因着信
，because of our faith，
基督本来是没罪的。
Christ was originally sinless.
我们世人的罪就归到他身上。
Our sins have come upon him.
所以我们成为没罪的人。
So we can be called sinless.
他成为罪人。
He now became a sinful man.
所以他为我们去钉死十字架。
So he was crucified for us.
然后他是神的义。
And then he is the righteousness of God.
其实这个是注中指到神的爱。
Actually, this eventually shows the love of God.
那神的义就归到我们身上来。
Then the righteousness of God befall upon us.
所以我们因信，神就算我们为义。
That by faith we have been justified as righteous.
那我们受洗就把这神的义穿上来。
And the moment when we're baptized, we're putting on this righteousness of God upon ourselves.
那我们的羞耻就被遮盖了。
Then our shame will be covered.
所以神算我们为义嘛。
So God now counts us as righteous.
今天神看我们身上有基督。
Today, God sees that we have Christ in us.
所以算我们为义哦。
So He will count us as righteous.
这件衣服如果被脱掉了。
But once we put off this garment,
你的出生肉体又显露出来了。
We will show our nakedness once again.
所以要很谨慎的。
So we have to be vigilant.
我们基督徒哦，一生啊，有三件衣服要穿。
As Christians in this life, we have three types of garments to wear.
这一件是最基本的。
This is the most basic garment.
第二件就是那个启示录第七章所讲的那个患难给你的白袍。
The second garment is recorded in Revelation chapter 7, the white garments given to you through adversities.
因为患难是给你白袍。
Because you have went through adversities, you are given a white garment.
患难就是老师。
Because adversities are our teacher.
会把我们内在的生命炼成精金。
It will train our inner life into more precious than gold.
所以这件，如果你穿上这件白袍是很有价值的。
If you are able to wear this white robe, then it's very precious.
我们的生命会像精金一样。
Our lives will be like gold.
那第三件衣服啊
，The third garment
就是启示录十九章所说的
，is recorded in Revelation 19。
新娘袍
，the
新娘的衣服
，the garment of a bride。
那个是特别讲圣徒所行的义。
It refers exactly to the righteous acts of the saints。
这一件衣服就我们要自己去追求了。
This garment we have to continue to pursue it。
也就是你要靠圣灵更新自己的生命。
Through the Holy Spirit we renew ourselves。
让你活出基督。
So that we can live out Christ,
并且都行善事
and to do good deeds,
爱人如己
to love others as ourselves.
那这个就会让你的新娘的衣袍变得非常的荣耀
so that we can be arrayed by the bridal gown, and we will be glorious.
就不是路边摊的纸料了。
Yeah, this type of material is not that which is sold in the wayside.
不管是 Gucci 还是谁那样
it might be Gucci.
你穿了这么 有价值的新娘衣服哦，主耶稣来迎娶，你看你多荣耀啊
！So in this way you are wearing this garment, and the Lord Jesus come to pick you up. How glorious could that be?
但是最重要就是这一边这一个基督的义袍。
However, the most important thing is this righteous garment from God.
不要被偷掉。
Do not let other people steal it away.
他怎么偷你呢
？How can others steal it away?
你要想这一件义袍你怎么穿来的？
Think, how did you put this on in the beginning?
白白给你的，对不对?
It's freely given to you, right?
因信 穿上这个义袍，对不对
？True believing, you put on this garment, right?
他要给你脱掉，很简单嘛。
Then, if someone wants to take it away, it's very easy.
对主耶稣失去信心。
They will let you lose faith to Jesus.
啊，怎么对主耶稣失去信心
？How are we going to lose faith to Jesus?
就是透过刚刚我们读的啊那个三个灵的迷惑。
Through these three spirits, to deceive you.
来产生啊跟我们一起团契的人啊那个生命改变。
To change the lives of those people who are in fellowship with us.
造成我们内部啊。这么大的冲击
，to cause so much attack within among ourselves。
我在读圣经哦，就一边思考。
When I was reading the Bible, I was thinking，
人世间哦，最难忍受的是什么事情
？What is it that is hardest to endure in a person's lifetime？
绝对不是天灾哦。
It's not natural disasters。
也不是陌生人打你一巴掌哦。
It's not the time when a stranger strike you on the cheek。哦，
你如果在路边突然间被人家打一巴掌，你一定会就嗯。啊，怎么那么倒霉
？When you are walking on the street and someone strike you on the cheek, then you will think how unfortunate I am today.
最难忍受是跟你一起吃饭的用脚踢你。
The hardest to endure is the fact that someone who is dining with you, kicking you with his feet.
他跟你一起团契。
In together with you, they're fellowshipping.
搞不好是你的配偶。
It might be your spouse.
搞不好是你的亲兄弟。
It might be your brothers.
或是你的啊说。那个啊，就是跟你感情非常好的人
，or people that establish a good relationship，
整天到晚要称兄道弟的
，you hang out with them day and night，
啊，背后捅你一刀
，and at their back they strike you。
如果你碰到这种事情，你一定会非常难忍受。
If you meet with this kind of situation, it's very unbearable。
主耶稣已经做我们的榜样了。
The Lord Jesus has already gone through this for us。
他就是被跟我吃饭的一起吃饭的用脚踢我。
He set an example because someone has kicked him。The person who kicked him was the one who dined with him.
犹大捅他一刀啊
！Judas struck him from the back and sold him away.
但主耶稣忍受下来。
But the Lord Jesus endured this pain.
他没有因此失去信心。
He did not lose faith because of this.
所以他告诉我们要忍耐到底。
Therefore, he instructs us to endure to the end.
好，那所以碰到这些事情哦。
So once you meet with these,
你要好好祷告。
You have to pray constantly.
靠主耶稣的爱。斗胜他
，relying on the love of Lord Jesus，
甚至可以像主耶稣一样赦免他
，to overcome that and even forgive them。
你看主耶稣后来洗犹大的脚啊
，the Lord Jesus also washed the feet of Judas。啊，
你对我不好，可是我要用神的爱赦免你。
Even though you're not good to me, but with the love of God，
审判交给神
，I will still be good to you because I leave the judgment to God。
我不因为你啊做不好的事情，我啊心怀不平。
I will not be unsettled in my heart because you have done such things to me.
我们如果心怀不平的话，就会动血气跟他征战。
Once we feel unjustified, we will incur our fleshly wrath, and then we will fight with them.
那你动血气的话，就正好就是啊中计了。
But once you incur your fleshly wrath, then you will be entrapped.
所以要像主耶稣一样。
So we need to learn from the Lord Jesus.
用基督的爱赦免你。
Through the love of Christ, we will forgive you.
啊，我为你祷告。
I pray for you.
包容你
，I will forbear you。
但是不是我认定你这个行为是好的
？But I do not acknowledge that what you have done is correct。
我是把审判权交给主耶稣。
I am only entrusting the judgment to the Lord Jesus。
那我们自己呢
？Then what about ourselves？
我们要保守自己。
We have to preserve ourselves。
要把起初确实的信心坚固好。
To establish the initial faith that we have。
我们看希伯来书。
Let's refer to Hebrews。
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3。
第三章十二节
，Chapter 3 verse 12。
啊，你念到十四节。
Verses 12 to 14. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart or unbelieving in departing from the living God. 13. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. 14. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. 啊，
你看这边哦，叫我们要谨慎。
Here it asks us to beware.
因为怕我们呢，有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬。
Because lest there are any of us having an evil heart and become unbelieving.
啊，这个迷惑就是从三个管道来的。
This deception comes from three channels.
啊，你生命被改变了，当然心里就刚硬了。
Of course, your heart will be hardened when your life has been changed.
那心里刚硬哦，就会起了不信的恶心。
When your heart has been hardened, then you will begin to have unbelieving heart.
对这种得救的要道就开始否定了。
This unbelieving evil heart will cause you to depart from this foundation of the gospel of salvation. Because we're all planted in this foundation.
否定掉的话,
of the gospel of salvation, once we deny them, we do not have any foundation at all.
所以存着不信的恶心,
then we will have unbelieving evil heart.
把永生神离弃,
and depart from the living God.
啊, 这个就会很可怜,
we are in a pitiful state then.
所以我们一定要很谨慎,
therefore, we have to be vigilant.
启示录那一段圣经最重要的提醒,
this is the most important warning that we can take from the passage in Revelation. We have to be alert and be watchful over the garment that we have.
啊, 这边就叫我们要发挥团契的力量,
here we have also to magnify the 肢体彼此, strength of fellowship.
肢体彼此相爱的力量,
the members of this body loving one another.
彼此相劝,
and to advise one another.
然后把起初确实的信心坚持到底,
hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end,
也就是忍耐到底,
which is to endure to the end, and we will be saved. Then we can be partakers in Christ.
这是主耶稣给我们的一个特效药,
this is a special prescription that the Lord Jesus has given for us.
所以弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
越到末世,
the more we enter into the end of age, we don't have a lot of time left.
那种保守自己的心,
holding our, the confidence of our heart, this is a very important task.
你一定要想,
you have to think,
我信我耶稣, 我终极的目标在哪里?
I have believed in Christ. What is my ultimate goal?
我要成为什么样的人?
What kind of a person am I going to become?
是扬名立万的人吗? 对不起, 是那个, 那个, 要, 出人头地, 大有名的人吗?
Okay, am I going to be a famous and outstanding person that stand up from the rest?
还是在教会里面掌权, 啊, 走到哪里, 人家叫你, 长老, 总负责, 这样, 这样的吗?
Do I want to be the person who is respected all over the church? Whenever, wherever you go in the church, someone will knock down and bow down to you and say, elder or council member?
绝对不是的,
no.
我们的目标, 进入天国,
our goal is to enter into the kingdom of heaven and obtain eternal life.
如果不能让我们得永生,
if we cannot obtain this eternal life,
我们宁愿, 啊, 默默地, 啊, 用, 用敬畏的心, 啊, 敬畏神, 做一个平信徒,
we would rather, out of a fearful heart, become a regular believer.
因为你不能得永生, 你在教会里面所做的这一切都是虚空啊。
Because if you cannot enter into eternal life, all that you have and do in the church, these are all nothing. Because I constantly remind myself as a pastor, why do I offer myself? Is it not because I want to enter richly into the kingdom of God? Because of this, if I cannot enter,
那我宁愿不要当传道了，当一个平信徒，坐在这下面听道理，然后静静的祷告这样。
Then I rather would become a regular believer and not a pastor, so that I can sit down there and read the Bible and pray.
将来能够进天国最好了。
In the future, I can enter the kingdom of God. That's important.
这个心要保守好。
So we have to keep hold of our hearts.
那你心要保守好，你要警醒。
In order to guard our hearts, we have to be vigilant.
警醒要靠祷告。
To be vigilant, we need to rely on prayer.
我们的灵要警醒, 一定要祷告。
In order for our spirit to be vigilant, we need to pray.
所以为什么保罗要交代, 啊, 教会的长老, 为全群, 啊, 谨慎。
Then why did Paul have to instruct the elders of the church? For the whole flock, they have to be vigilant.
也为自己谨慎,
and also to be vigilant for themselves. 哦, this is the reason.
所以一定要警醒。
So you have to be alert and be vigilant.
祷告,
to pray.
好, 那大家如果看到有人软弱了, 受迷了,
if you see that someone has been very weak and are deceived,
为他祷告,
pray for them.
求神怜悯他,
ask for God's mercy for
能够把他的心兜回来,
them. So that we can snatch back their hearts. 哎,
兜回来归给基督,
and give it back to Christ.
哎, 啊, 那个要很谨慎,
we have to be alert.
啊, 自己也要, 自己也要引以为戒,
we also have to use ourselves as a mirror.
好, 这样的话, 我们才有办法警醒看守, 主耶稣白白赐给我们的这一个义袍。
Only by this can we be watchful over the garment that is freely given to us by Jesus.
那我们才能做一个有福的人。
Only then can we be a blessed person.
我相信在座弟兄姐妹,
I believe that the brothers and sisters are seated here.
你们都是有福的人。
You are all blessed people.
所以记得要警醒祷告, 看守自己的义服。
So remember to be alert, be vigilant and pray, and to look after your own garment. Let us sing him together.
85首.
Number 85. Please be seated.
我们祷告的时候, 大家要互相代祷。
When we pray, let us pray for one another.
求神, 能够使我们每一个人的心都能够警醒看守。
Asking the Lord so that we can preserve our hearts and guard it and be vigilant.
如果我们有发现教会有弟兄姐妹软弱,
If we have come to notice that there are some brothers and sisters who are weak in the church,
已经受迷,
They have been deceived.
我们要凭着爱心帮他祷告。
With our love, we should also pray for them.
好，那我们要接受按手就到前面来。
If we want to receive the laying of hands, please come forward to pray.
一起来感谢祷告。
Let us pray in thanksgiving.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。